Hallelujah, this is James Glory, Huddersfield, Yorkshire, in the north of England with an update. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Today it's not what you feel, but what God's word says. Over 300 times in the New Testament it says, in whom, in him, etc. That spiritual man, that part of you that is in Christ Jesus. You see, your body and mind are subject to change. John 4 says, out of his belly shall flow living waters. Out of. Your spiritual side is in Christ. You know, often people say, are their body and mind saved? You know, because I feel ill. But it's the spirit which is saved. Jesus said in John 6, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. They are spirit, life. If you believe your spirit is an overcomer and really get to grips with this with faith, your body and your circumstances stand to follow. You see, in 1 John 5:4, it says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Our faith. Yes. Faith in what God has said. Faith in what God's word says about you. You see, you are not going to see the overcoming, the victory you desire until your faith functions. Hallelujah. Consider Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of joints and marrow. You see the closeness? You see, the soul and body have been purchased, not saved. The spirit is saved. Hallelujah. You see, because in Romans 8:23 it says, we groan within ourselves waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. He was talking to saved people here. You see, because God is spirit. And we receive in spirit, and our body and soul through faith incline to it. These things are not yet manifest until you grab hold of these truths and by faith believe, accept and declare them. Amen. Because Jesus said, the words I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. You see, in Romans 12:3 it says, God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. By your free will, you have to submit your soul and body to the spirit. You see, because if you don't know who you are, then you're going to go by what you feel. Amen. And for you, I pray this, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. Don't put up with less because you're unaware of anything better. Hallelujah. Corinthians 2, 5:17 says again, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creature. You see, bring out what is in you. Those words that Jesus spoke, spirit and life, you have the same power in you as Christ has. In your spirit, you have the resurrection power of Christ Jesus, it tells us in the word of God. Hallelujah. Start to believe on the deposit of the Holy Spirit in you, and your body and your lives will follow suit because Christ Jesus gives you the victory through your faith. Hallelujah. This is James Glory, West Yorkshire in the north of England, blessing you today. Hallelujah.